This is Bill Radke. If you're feeling depressed or stressed out and therapy seems like too much to deal with, consider spending time with a fox. This is the soothing music that plays on your phone when you open a new therapeutic video game designed by a Seattle company called Light Sprite. You see a cute orange fox named Socks. The game invites you to tell Socks your troubles.
And you do certain things that are helpful to yourself. And as you do that, Socks progresses, or you see the world that Socks is in change.
Swati Survey is a former Microsoft researcher and founder of LightSprite. It's a company that combines medical treatments with games.
You know, when you're in a game, you're expecting to be challenged. You're expecting not to know what's going to happen. There's an element of mystery. So you're expecting to be outside your comfort zone, I think. So that makes your mind, I think, open to suggestion.
The suggestion this video game is making is that you can ease your anxiety or depression with the help of your little cartoon friend, Socks. The game is called CineSprite. Its co-designer, University of Washington psychologist Samantha Arthur-Holt, says you type in something that's bothering you and you tell Socks whether this is something you can solve now. If not, Socks the Fox puts that worry in a box.
If something is outside of your control, being able to let it go, at least momentarily. So maybe it's putting it in a balloon and letting it float away. That's more of kind of a permanent letting it go imagery, right? And then the box one is maybe if it's something that you can't control at this moment, but maybe down the road you'll be able to address something within that so you can put it away for a bit.
Arthur Holt says a positive distraction like this can relieve your stress and motivate you to use coping strategies like deep breathing.
Nice, slow, deep breaths, very similar to yoga breathing.
You watch Socks breathe and you breathe right along
exactly.
With the fox.
Right. So it's a very visual reminder to slow your breath down, practice this. And this is something that anybody can do.
Why is that so effective, just to breathe in and out?
Isn't it interesting? It is. It's such a simple thing. But what it has to do with is calming down that sympathetic nervous system response or the fight or flight response that happens when your stress level starts to increase. You know, getting more oxygen in, all of that. And that's really important physiologically, but also mentally to just kind of calm everything down, slow it down a little bit.
I asked an outside expert about this idea of treating patients with mobile games. Ron Smith directs clinical training in the UW psychology department. He says it's too soon to know how effective this game will be, but there is a wave of interest in using mobile gadgets to treat people with anxiety, stress, and depression. These mental conditions can seem less scary and shameful if they're part of a game.
Simply getting people into programs that can be effective to them sometimes requires us to kind of overcome this stigma of, do I have a mental illness? You know, how do people respond to this? Does this become the, and I don't want to use this in a pejorative term, this sort of imaginary playmate that many people report having had that they could talk to and so forth when they were kids.
Another use for video game therapy is for physical illness. The Cancer Foundation, Livestrong, named LightSprite a finalist in a competition to help patients through innovation. LightSprite's creative director, Wanda Gregory, says she has seen cancer patients use video games as a healthy means of escape.
They didn't want to be told they were sick, and everything was chaotic around them, but there was this one point, and there was this one place they could go, and they knew it was the game. It was always there for them, and it gave them a sense of calmness. You're stressed or you're lonely or anything. You're going through something. You're waiting in the waiting room because you're going in for chemotherapy. And you can look down. Maybe it sounds silly, but you look down and there's someone you can identify with. There's someone you're not alone.
No, you are with a fox named Socks in this new therapeutic video game called CineSprite from the Seattle company LightSprite. The game is in beta testing now.